2014 marks the 100th anniversary of the war. The war ended on the 11th of November, so that's why we're thinking about it now. Once the war was over, one of the only plants that could grow in all the mud was the poppy. And when we have poppies, all the money that comes from the poppies goes to support the soldiers who are coming home from the war. What I'm going to do now is we're going to have a little chat with our friend Rob, who's coming today. And I know some of the students in Baker Street have got questions that they're going to ask Rob. So, hello Rob.
Hi.
I'll just give you the microphone, you can introduce yourself.
Hi boys and girls, I'm Rob Long, formerly Lance Bombardier of the Royal Artillery. And now I'm here to talk to you about my experience in Charleston.
So,
you're
going to have Javan first?
Yeah.
Hello Rob, which country did you go to, Rob?
Scotland, France, Germany, Afghanistan, all the countries I've been to in the British Army.
Asmita, we've got a question for Rob. How did you get back on your work? Maybe you could tell us what happened and then how you got back on your feet.
As I mentioned before, I was in Afghanistan towards the end of my army career. As some of you may see, I've got a cane here because I'm blind and I lost my eyesight. My recovery has been a long, slow process and I'm still recovering at the moment. And from the help of the hospital units out in Afghanistan, they treated me to make sure I was okay and I was fit enough to come home. The blind veteran in the UK taught me how to use my cane, taught me how to be confident and happy and walk out on the streets again and live a life without sight.
And Rob, you have somebody else who helps you who didn't come to school with you today, but somebody who goes around most places with you.
Yeah, I have a guidebook provided to me by Guide Dogs for the Blind. He's my companion. He's a friend of mine, and he also helps me. He's my eyes and ears on the street.
It would be really nice to see a picture of Oliver, so maybe you could send us a picture.
Oh, absolutely.
With you and Oliver, and then everybody can see Oliver. Well, Daniel's got a question.
My primary role was surveillance. I found and monitored enemy troop movements.
And one last question from Liz.
In July 8th, 2010, one of my friends, one of the people we're remembering for remembrance, ended up treading on an improvised explosive device. I was in proximity. Basically, a lot of dirt and stuff like that went in my eye, and I ended up losing my vision.
And you brought a couple of things to show us, Rob.
This is my beret. It's a hat, basically, you wear as part of your day-to-day uniform. And some of you may notice that I've got a black cap badge here, a little bit of metal, but it's an artillery cannon. And as you'll notice, mine is dark black. A lot of the artillery guys have a bronze, shiny cap badge, but to signal that I'm in a covert surveillance unit, we spray our cap badge in black as a sign to other soldiers that we passed an elite selection course.